I know you are part of the biggest family in Oroville.
Apparently, yes, that's true. 5% of Oroville with all the marriages.
So you are the Indian part, the half Indian part, but you are Swedish.
Yeah. I'm Swedish, I'm half Indian, and I was born in Uganda, but I grew up in Oroville.
Yeah, you went out for a while from Oroville.
I lived in the U.S. for 14 years. I lived in Berkeley, near San Francisco. And I came back 6 years ago because I had children and I wanted my children to grow up here because I had a very good childhood here. So I thought that I should give them the same opportunity.
What is different here? To be a child here or Berkeley?
Freedom, first of all. You're safe. Indians like children. Americans are not that interested in children. So they're accepted. They're considered an important part of society. They're not vegetables that are in the way, like in the U.S. or in Europe, for that matter. And also what I liked about growing up here, but that is particular to my time, is that I felt like there was no difference between the adults and the children, because we were all like pursuing some crazy dream where they were, you know, in the sun here with no shade, no nothing. So the people that came were really interesting and kind of dedicated. And, you know, it was, yeah, I think for my childhood, that was the most fun, was there was no difference between grown-ups and children.
Do you think now is the same?
No, I don't think it's the same now. I think children are much more children. They still have more freedom here than in the rest, but I think people's understanding of Oroville is not the same as it used to be. So,
you live in a solar house?
I live in a solar house, yes.
In Four Comers?
Yes, I live in a solar house in Four Comers. The advantage is I always have a little bit of electricity. The disadvantage is it's always a little bit. Yeah, so I live there with my dogs, and that's quite good, actually, now.
You live in a mango field, no?
I live in a mango field, yes.
How are the mangoes this year?
Well, for me, it's not so bad, but I got a very low amount. I got 3,500 rupees for my contract of mangoes till the month of October, so that's really miserable. But it rained, which they said was terrible, but I didn't notice that it was so terrible. My mangoes look wonderful. Plus, I got the help of Margarita with neem oil and EM. I'm trying to control some pest problems that I have over there. And I think this year, on the contrary, the mangoes are going to be quite good. And I will continue with this treatment to see that if it will improve the resistance from the trees.
Mangoes are late, no?
Mangoes are late, but my trees are always a little bit late, and they always do, they don't fruit at the same time. They fruit always a little bit in different times. So he'll be picking mangoes for a few months.
So what kind of mangoes do you have?
Oh, I think there are at least 7 or 8 different varieties. I don't really know. But they're not very big trees, because that soil is very, you know, dark, hard red. It's not sandy. Mangoes like it a little bit sandier.
They were planted 25 years ago.
Exactly, they were planted 25 years ago. And this year I planted 104 different trees, mostly timber trees, but of the TDF variety. And I was very lucky because I had to plant late because it was too wet to dig, then it was too dry to dig, then it was finally just right to dig. And by the time I got my trees in, it was very late and I missed, you know, I got the last rain of the monsoon and I thought, no, this is really bad. And I was out there with the wheelbarrow and trying to water them. And then luckily it rained in the month of March and now it rained recently in the month of May. So I think all of that is very good for me. Any other questions?
Yeah. You can ask yourself a question.
What am I doing here?
Yeah. What are you doing here?
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure anymore. We'll see. You know, I started an alumni list from the school. So we started from 1968 to 78, and we're reconnecting with the people that went to school in our time. Because I do believe that that time was much more intense in a sense. I mean, and living 1 year in Oroville in those days was definitely more like living here 5 years now or 6 years now. I mean, it was very intense. It demanded a lot. People also didn't leave in those days because, you know, it was like there was such so much pride in trying to create something. I think the big difference in Oroville now is that people aren't considered very important, so they're disenfranchised because we're trying to, our understanding of administrations and systems and harmony is still a very kind of cartoon-like, you know, and one tends to not consider the individual as important. You know, in the past, it was you that came, and it was your participation which was more valued and treasured than what you did. That was sort of inconsequential. And I think Oroville is changing because in those days, just to be here was a big challenge, and so that had validity. So now it's not your individual worth as much as just, you know, your presence being important. It's more what you do that's important. So I think that's a shame. So let's see, this is just a phase. I think it's also natural because the emphasis no longer is in just being here.
So today is the day after?
Yes. No, I wanted to add that even if I was talking about the human value has changed in Oroville and the value is more on the emphasis of what one does now and not who one is. I mean, one could argue whether, you know, the choice of one's soul to embrace mother is, you know, maybe one thing. And then there's the whole practical arrangement and organization of Oroville. And so even if I feel a little bit lost now when these values have changed, and what one does is perhaps becoming more important than, you know, who one is, it may not necessarily be all that bad. It might be yet another stage in, you know, the evolution of Oroville. So I wanted to add that.
How do you remember mother?
I remember mother. Well, you know, it was all very fairy tale like. So she was really wonderful and. She was big and she was very individual. You never had, you know, she always embraced the individual very much and made arrangements for each person individually. You felt very cared for personally by her. So she had a lot of love and I really missed that.
How old were you?
I was 2 when I first met mother, and in 73 when she died, I was 9 years old. And we used to go and see her for the darshans and on our birthdays. And so I remember her from that time. And it's sort of later on in my life that I encountered her in a different way than from the mother that I knew as a child.
But the mother that you knew as a child... How you...
Everything, it was... Everything that she was, that I later on discovered who she was, is the same thing. It's just that I didn't realize she was the Divine Mother. I hadn't experienced that of her until many years later in my life.